Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we are pleased to bring back Yusuf Gandhi from the Park Theater, or the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts. Welcome back, Yusuf.
Thank you. It's always good to be back here. Thank you.
It's great to have you with us and find out all the things that are happening at the Park Theater, the historic Park Theater, as I say.
Yes.
In beautiful downtown Cranston. I know you have a very, very busy fall season. We had you here not too long ago to talk about some of the things, but now you have you're getting into the busy time, right?
Yes, it is. It is the busy time.
And not only.
From next week onwards, almost every week, I think, except for the Thanksgiving weekend, we have something going on.
So all of the weekends coming up, pretty much, we'll kind of highlight that for you. The first thing we're going to talk about today musically is pretty interesting to me, or anyone that's, I guess, let's say in the perhaps over 50 crowd.
Yes.
Maybe
older than that, actually.
Maybe older than that. Well, yes. you could be 50-something and still remember Herman's Hermits. And they are coming next Friday, just 5 days from now.
Yes, they are. It's great, you know. When I was young in India, actually, I used to listen to them as a kid, just after the Beatles and everything, you know. And I remember seeing their film, you know, and in mm-hmm. India, because at that time you could not really get too many records. You could hear them on the radio and would never get to see them live. So if there was a movie about an act, all the kids went to see them. So
right.
I remember that movie. And while I've started programming here, a few of the people who come regularly there, who are Nunatics, what they call themselves, part of his fan club, they're called Nunatics, they said, you know, why don't you bring Herman's Hermits? Why don't you bring Peter Noon? And so, well, you know, they were on the they were in the area, so I spoke to the agency and decided to bring them here.
Excellent. You know, you mentioned something that probably a lot of people that listen are interested in and don't have a lot of information on. You mentioned growing up in India and the kind of music you were listening to. Some people, I'm sure, have the perception that you grew up listening to Indian music and then didn't hear American music or English music till you got here. But that's not the case at all, right?
No. In fact, I listened to everything. I feel fortunate that I grew up in India after coming here, as far as music was concerned, because we listened to everything, Indian music and Western music. And over here, when I came here and I was in the business, I remember initially I was confused because people talk about CHR, urban CHR, jazz, classical, and then for us, we were listening. For us, it was Indian music and Western music. So,
yeah,
you know, I went to concerts. Yeah, I went to concerts by a classical pianist, and then I went and heard Mahalia Jackson, and then we went and heard the Duke Ellington and Satchmo, and then you also heard Ricky Skaggs because they were brought by the governments, you know, state departments of the different countries.
But it was all Western music.
And for us, it was Western music. Right. So I listened to everything. It wasn't, the Police came in and, you know, the Police came. And it was always, for us, we never even looked at it that way. So I had a much more open mind. And so people, when I started in the business here and I was an agent, and they were an R&B agency, but some other act came in, and then I'd say, oh, this is, actor is into this type of music, is this, and my boss would ask me, how do you know that? We don't know that, you know, because, but it was just because we never really, you know, compartmentalized right. music. You liked the music or you didn't. As sure. Duke Ellington himself said, there's only two types of music, good music and bad music. There's nothing.
There you go. There you go. And, and yeah, people do tend to put themselves in a little corner sometimes. Mm-hmm. They think they listen to just country and Western, or they listen to just classical, or they listen to jazz or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But we try on this show, and I'm sure our audience is very well aware that we have all kinds of music here, and we're going to hear some examples of that this afternoon. So let's start right off with a Herman's Hermit song that I'm sure that crowd that we're talking about mm-hmm. will remember. It's called Henry VIII, or as he says, I believe, Henry.
Henry the Italian.
There's no mistaking Herman's Hermit's sound with Henry VIII, I Am, I Am. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of people have now got that in their head, and it's going to take a long time to get out. But if you want to get more of that, then you need to come to the theater on this Friday night, November 7th at 8 o'clock. So Herman's Hermit's music will be playing, and it'll be a great show, I'm sure.
Yeah, he does a great show. From what I've heard, I've not seen him live, but a lot of people have told me that his live performances are absolutely very good. Like, people love him. He puts on an incredible performance. Everybody's up, and, you know, he has everyone dancing. He's yeah. everyone, you know, and he, what I heard also, he has some great stories because, you know, he's been through it all.
Sure.
It's a long
yeah.
career.
Yeah.
So he has great stories about other musicians, other, you know, and, he, you know, he has the show on Sirius XM on mm-hmm. Saturdays. I don't know if you've heard it. It's a very nice show because he, there also you can hear his stories. And I, right. you know, sometimes if I'm driving, when I'm driving back or something, normally I just put on Sirius XM because I don't have to change channels all the time.
Right, state to state or whatever.
Yeah, so it's you and it's as if it's a Saturday afternoon, you hear that, and it's a really it's I listen to it not as much for the music as much as for his stories about all the different people mm-hmm. that he's you know worked with and what advice people like the Beatles and all gave. It's very it's sure. very fun. It's a very great show because you learn a lot too.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be very interesting to see him live. And Park Theater, by the way, is in Cranston at 848 Park Avenue, right across from City Hall. And there is free parking right behind City Hall. So it's a wonderful way to see a show. You don't have to worry about where am I going to park or how much is it going to cost and am I going to be tied up in downtown traffic. No, you're right there in the center of Cranston, very easy. And it's very easy to find in the historic Park Theater. We'll give you information about the tickets and so forth, but let's get to another Herman's Hermit song. This one is called Into Something Good.
Something's me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
We'll do one more Herman's Hermit song before we take our next break, and I just want to make sure that you all know that the Park Theater ticket office is open a lot, but the easiest way to do tickets is to go to the website at parktheaterri.com or give them a call at 401-467-7275. And the box office is open for walk-up business. Is that correct, Yusuf? They can
yes,
walk up.
Yeah, you can go. It's 10 to 6 every day except Sundays.
10 to 6 every day if you want to take a nice stroll. Mm-hmm. It's nice fall weather. Go out through. The rain has stopped. It's a nice sunny day today. And you can take a walk out in beautiful downtown Cranston and go and see what you can get for tickets, because there are a lot of shows coming up.
And if they come there, then they don't pay the convenience fee. That you play online or on the phone.
Right, so there's no convenience fee, and it's more convenient.
Yes.
So that's great. Herman's Hermits this week. Today's show will also be talking about the very next night, Saturday night, this coming Saturday night. Crystal Bower Sox will be there, along with Rhode Island's own Erica Van Pelt. So that's going to be a show we'll talk about in a few minutes. And then after that, we've got Buddy Guy coming. We'll talk about that and hear some music from Buddy Guy. Huge following for this man. Tremendous show. Then there's going to be a special show that we'll save as a surprise to announce in a few minutes. And that's going to be the week after Buddy Guy. And then after that, a Celtic Twilight Christmas. And then we'll also listen to some music from The Rascals.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we'll talk about those. So those are all shows coming up. And then next year, we even get into Wayne Brady coming and a lot of other things happening at the Park Theater. But right now, Yusuf, when you approach someone, I heard you say in the first segment there that we talked, people were requesting someone like Peter to come with Herman's Hermits. How does that, a lot of the audience, I'm sure, is curious as to how that happens. I know you're in the business. You have a lot of contacts. You just pick up the phone and say, hi, Peter, come on over?
No, you go to the agents normally.
Okay, right.
And tell the agents that we're interested, and then they look at the schedule and see how we can be fit in. And for us, because in Rhode Island, in New York and all is different. You can fit a schedule in on a Thursday or Tuesday or Wednesday. People will come. Rhode Islanders don't really like to come on anything but weekends. And I'm trying to get them to come any other day, because then we can get many more acts, many more big acts who we can afford them. On a weekend, normally they want a lot more money because that's their biggest money-making week time. And so on weekdays, it's much easier. But Rhode Islanders have it's a Tuesday, I'm working the next day, and I have to tell them, listen, we start at 7:30. So by 10, don't you watch the 11 o'clock news before you go to bed? You'll be in time for the 11 o'clock news. You'll get home by then.
Right.
But it's still a bit of a difficult. But, we speak to the agents, and the agents have got, and the word is spread actually amongst artists that this is a very nice place to play.
It's a great venue. Yeah. Great venue.
And in fact, we had a group called the Empty Hearts last, a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And we didn't have a big crowd, but this was a superstar group actually, because it had musicians from the group Blondie, The Cars.
Right. It's one of those
Romantics
that's put together.
Yes. And they just did it for as a in between. They're still part of the band. It's not like they're ex-members, but they just put it together to have fun together because they're friends and wanted to play together. And, you know, they all of them, like the guy, drummer from Blondie came, "You're right, we should be playing here." Because it's, and that's why Engelbert comes here too, in the sense that he can play a bigger venue. There's no problem. And so can Buddy Guy, you know.
Right.
But they find the intimacy. The acoustics are great. The intimacy is there. And we have a very good staff, I must say, who is very, very, it's a good team. They look after the artists. The artists feel very welcome. In fact, Engelbert's bus driver, you know, he said, "We just started this tour this week, and this is by far the place we've been treated the best, you know. We've been really treated so well. You know, you guys have, you know, it's a classy venue." That's what's attracting the people to come here, because they find it intimate. They're used to playing big venues, and sometimes they want that intimacy with the audience. They lack it, and you know, they used to do it when they used to play clubs, and they don't feel that.
And they get to the big arenas and the casinos. Yes. It's just another act coming in.
Yeah, it's very impersonal here. They've got a much more. They can feel the audience, you know, and for them, it's very important for an artist who's been playing for a long time.
Yeah. You know, if you have a choice, you'd rather have that.
Yes, I know. And that's why I know, like when the Rolling Stones go on tour, sometimes they start their tour with playing two clubs and then two small venues. Then they go to the stadium because they get that feeling with the audience.
Get back back in the groove.
It warms them up into the whole thing, you know, which they lack at the big arenas.
Great. All right. We're going to play one more Herman's Hermits tune for you right now. And this, I don't know if this is the most famous, but certainly right up there. Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. And then we'll take a break and be back with more of the Park Theater.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine. Ooh.
Don't let on.
Ooh.
Don't say she's broke my heart. But it's no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
It's no good to mine. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Lovely daughter.
Mrs. Brown. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Yusuf Gandhi from the Park Theater in Cranston. Some people know it as Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, kind of a double name, but it's the historic Park Theater, been there quite a while, all restored, and quite a bit of money spent on that facility over the year, last few years to get that a very, very comfortable place to be. It's a wonderful lobby when you walk in, great facilities as far as men's and ladies' rooms and a restaurant attached and a club, and there's all kinds of things that make people feel at home, right?
Yes, we do, yes.
It's a wonderful place to go and see a show. We talked about Herman's Hermits just a few moments ago, and now we're on to the day after. So Herman leaves. And then Crystal Bower Sox, tell us about this show.
Yeah, Crystal Bower Sox actually is one of the, you know, one of the artists who came out. It's like you're going into the old and now you're going to the young.
New, yeah,
you know,
absolutely, it's just almost, very recent.
And I think a couple of years ago, she, I think, was the finalist
American Idol.
I think she was the runner-up, you know.
To, but sometimes that's just as good as winning.
Yeah, but they're all, in fact, the finalists, all of them, sometimes the finalists have done much better career-wise than the winners. Because her music is very folk, sort of very mellow and folky. It's not the hard pop, you know. And so it's very nice, very pleasant music. And she is, so, you know, actually her agent has been calling me for the last couple of years saying that, you know, you should have Crystal Bower Sox at the place. And then she was on the road and, you know, I think she was in the area. So we worked out that she could come here.
Great.
And then because it was an American Idol evening, we decided why not have Erica Van Pelt, who was one of the finalists from Rhode Island, you know.
Right.
On it too, so that, you know, we can.
So they'll be sharing the stage a little bit that night. Erica Van Pelt is same, I don't want to say same style of music, but almost.
Yeah, but she's going to try and, you know, her music for this will be that way, you know, it'll be an acoustic set because she doesn't want to do, because it's to try and keep in line with the type of the whole evening.
Right. So more of a, that's going to be on Saturday night, November 8th, and we'll listen to one of Crystal's tunes right now called Farmer's Daughter.
Halfway to crazy, not far from sane. Oh, sick and tired of all your games. All I ever wanted was you to take care of me. Honor that mother, oh, and father too. But I know there ain't no way in hell that God mentioned you. Thank you. mommy dear.
Crystal Bowersox, and she'll be at the theater next Saturday night. That's going to be November 8th for an 8 p.m. show. We're running a little bit long, so I'm going to just go right to another tune, Lycra Music. Very nice sound. This one's called Mine All Mine.
Baby, don't buy me flowers. Don't buy me sweets. Don't give me useless little things. They don't make me complete. I don't want your money, honey. Lord, it's kind of funny. I just need your time to know that your sweet love is mine, all mine. Mine, all mine.
Now we go on to a very, very famous man in the, in a certain area of music, Buddy Guy. And he's coming just a week and a half.
Yes, yeah. November 15th.
November 15th. Yeah. Tell us about Buddy Guy.
Well, Buddy Guy, actually, you know, the word legend is thrown around so loosely. But if there's anyone who is a legend, it's Buddy Guy. You know, you cannot, there are just couple of great blues guitarists alive who are would be called legends, and that's B.B. King.
I was just going to say B.B. King and Buddy Guy.
And it, like, there's no guitarist in the world today, the rock and blues era, who would not say that they have been they've been influenced by Buddy Guy, right? From Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix,
right?
You know, Jimmy Page. You can just name all of them. Just name them, and they'll all. Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones, the Beatles. Mm-hmm. Everybody would have been influenced at some point by Buddy Guy, because, you know, he was. And it's like, in fact, it's the British rock guys who brought them back up, B.B. King and Buddy Guy again. You know,
right?
Otherwise, people had forgotten about them.
You know, it's one of those things when you have the opportunity to see somebody like Buddy Guy, you got to take it. Because I remember when I had the chance to see Frank Sinatra, and I was like, oh, the tickets were too expensive, I thought back years ago, you know, and so I missed it. And then I regretted it forever. And this is that kind of situation where don't miss this. Saturday, November 15th at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, in fact, we consider it an honor that he's, you know, every year, the last 3 years, he's come here, you know, on his tour.
And been pretty much sold out.
So even this show is almost, there are just a few tickets left. So if people want to see him, they should buy it right away, because they may not get tickets after that.
Right.
Because if you look at the plan, they'll see that most of the tickets are gone. So
you can do that by going to the website, and you can even look at what tickets are available right on the website.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to a Buddy Guy tune. And this one is called I've Got the Blues. And then we'll take a break and be back with more.
Won't use the phone. got the blues. You damn right I got the blues. You damn right I got the blues. You damn right I got the blues. Yeah.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Yusuf Gandhi from the Park Theater in Cranston, and we just played a song by Buddy Guy. And Yusuf, Buddy is going to bring an opening act. Must be quite an honor for this young man that's coming
yes,
along.
Yes, actually he's from our area. He's from New Bedford. His name is Quinn Sullivan. And he is, I think, now only 14 years old or something, 14 or 15 years old. But he, like Buddy, has taken him under his wings for the last 5 years when he was 9 or 10 years old. He heard him somewhere, and he was so impressed by the kid that he took him under his wing. He's been teaching him. He takes him on tour whenever he can, when Quinn is not in school or if he has time to go with him.
Fairly local, yeah.
Yeah, and not only locally. He takes him everywhere. He takes him to Chicago. Last year, he took him to the Eric Clapton Crossroads Blues Festival where the kid played. I guess he must be in Seventh Heaven because he got a chance to play in between Eric Clapton, Keith Richards, and Buddy Guy. So the kid must be wondering, what star he was born.
You almost wonder if he's old enough to understand what he's
going. Yeah, is, and I've seen every year he's come out to our theater, and you can see the marked improvement in him.
Mm-hmm. His name is Quinn Sullivan?
Yes, he's Quinn very Sullivan, good, and he opens the show. He's the opening act, and then Quinn, he brings him on to jam with him as well at the end. And, it's very, very good. And it's good that the area, I'm sure the New Englanders in our area should be proud that we've got a kid. And like Buddy Guy, every time he's interviewed, says that I need to have a future in the blues, and Quinn is one of the future of the blues.
Excellent. Now, the theater is just recently signed up a new show that a lot of people might not know about yet that's going to come on November 22nd. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is like a holiday show. It's Wizards of Winter. They had played a little over a year ago at another theater, a stadium theater, I think, and they had sold out. And this is a very great, with great lighting and sound and everything. And it's they call it the Trans-Siberian Experience because the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, it's something like that. Mm-hmm. And they have three original members of Trans-Siberian Orchestra in thing. And it's a very, very good show. So, people who and it's like the beginning of the holiday season, almost a week
good
before
kickoff.
Thanksgiving. It is a holiday show, so they do, I think, music from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They do Christmas music. They do everything, and it's a very, very great show for people who want to see it.
Excellent. Check that out on the website. Mm-hmm. And then, speaking of a holiday show, it's Rockin' the Holidays with the Rascals, right?
Yeah, with Felix Cavalieri's Rascals. Right. So it's, Felix Cavalieri is the person who wrote all the main songs and sang them, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's almost as good as seeing the Rascals. And he is going to do all those songs, all the hits, Good Lovin' and all that. And then he's also going to do, he's releasing a Christmas album later this month. So he's going to do Christmas music as well, and he has he's going to use a local choir for the Christmas music with him.
Great.
So it's going to be a really great show.
That's going to be Saturday, December 13th, and that's another 8 p.m. show. Let's get to one of those Rascals tunes. This one is Good Lovin'.
1, 2, 3.
Good love. Good love. Yeah.
Yusuf, we have one more tune to play by the Rascals, but before we do that, I want to tell our audience that there are some great holiday shows besides that one coming to the theater. Mm-hmm. On Friday, December 5th, a Celtic Twilight Christmas, and that's a benefit show.
Yes.
For the food pantry, right? Mm-hmm. For the benefit Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church mm-hmm. food pantry, and that's going to be on Friday night, December 5th. That's a great show. And then there's going to be the Artist Exchange 11th Annual Production of A Christmas Carol. And that's coming on Thursday, Friday, and
Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
Three nights, yeah.
Three nights. Yeah. And that's going to be there. So check that out on the website. That's it at the end of or December 18th, yeah. 19th, and 20th. And then we have some big things coming next year.
Yes, we do. There's going to be still, we're getting George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Wayne Brady. Then it's not on the program, but Kingston Trio is coming back.
Kingston Trio is coming back. Yeah, my buddies, the Kingston Trio. I've had their
and
great.
Then there are a lot more shows. We're just talking, slowly finalizing, which should be done very soon. So there's a lot of good shows.
Excellent. I know that the Kingston Trio, I've had the privilege of doing several shows with them over the last few years, and they're a great bunch of guys. It's one of those things that the music just keeps going. They keep it going. All right, let's. We have one more tune to play by the Rascals, Felix Cavalier's The Rascals show coming on Saturday, December 13th. But I just want to remind you, Herman's Hermits Friday night, next Friday. Then Crystal Bower Sox on Saturday, Buddy Guy, November 15th. And then the Rascal Show is going to be December 13th. Once again, Yusuf, thanks for coming in and bringing us all this great music to Rhode Island.
No, thank you for having me, and it's always a pleasure.
It's a wonderful facility in Cranston, and it's an opportunity for our audience to get out and see some of these great acts. So we'll play one more tune, and this one is called Groovin'. And I'll be grooving along with it, and see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. Thing we like to do. There's always lots of things that we can see. We can be anyone we like to be. And all those happy people we could meet just grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no. Ooh, yeah.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.